It's a warm Saturday afternoon in Cape Town, and whilst most people are winding down or preparing to go out, members of the Rosa Choir are busy warming up their voices to unite and connect in song. As you listen to the warming up of voices and look around the room, you see a diverse set of faces from different places, different ages, and walks of life. The uniqueness of this choir is the diversity of membership and that they sing each song in English, Afrikaans, and Xhosa. The Rosa Choir was started 10 years ago in the hopes of bridging historical divides and bringing people together through the medium of song. It was initiated by the intergenerational cultural movement, the Cape Cultural Collective, after the discovery of an English and Xhosa translation of the iconic Dutch Afrikaans song, Rosa. The unique and inspiring choir celebrates a decade of building bridges of understanding, friendship, and wonderful performances. One of the longest-serving choir members and choir captain, Chris Blau, is excited to share all its achievements.
10 years is a long time. A lot of things happened during that time. Beautiful shows, beautiful memories. We had some lovely song shows at the Artscape, at the Baxter Theatre, and so on.
The decade has also brought opportunities for youth development through the establishment of the Junior Rosa Choir, which brings together over 40 children from Langa, Manenberg, and Hout Bay. In spite of the ever-increasing sentiments of division in the country, the Rosa Choir has remained a space of diversity, respect, and community for all its members, and Tertia Harley, their latest choir master, intends to keep it that way.
When we come together, it feels like a safe space, do you know what I mean? So it's a space where we can just enjoy ourselves, we can just sing, and for me, singing, making music is uniting. People come together, and it doesn't matter what language we speak or where we come from. When we make music together, then there's nothing that cannot make that happen.
Honing a space like this does not come without its challenges. One of the choir's main challenges is the getting to grips with the words of the songs in the different languages. Choristers are not only expected to bring their vocal and musical talents, but also their creativity, as they are part and parcel of adapting the songs.
You know, it's quite interesting when you talk about the words, and especially, I mean, our hardest part is obviously the closer. So we have, if I'm not there, Mondim Dingi, he's been helping us through the closer. And when we want to translate a part of the song, he's there. We also have Tami James, who also helps us as well. So we have quite a bit of help. We don't always get it right. Let's be honest about that. But we try our very best, and I think when we do, it just sounds so amazing, and it feels like an accomplishment.
Charles Reed, who has been a member of the choir for 5 years, describes it as a window into communities that he does not normally interact with, and a chance for him to get to know them.
It's interesting to watch how we accommodate one another in order to make music, which is, for me, it's a universal language, and it transcends all our cultural age and language boundaries. And that's the other thing. I've learned quite a bit of isiXhosa in my interactions with the Rosa Choir, because we do sing in all three languages.
The feeling of togetherness generated by the choir is not only important to the members of the choir, but also equally important for the choir to create this for the audiences at their performances.
A lot of the songs that we do is just so that the audience can feel, you know, part of the experience. Do you know what I mean? And also knowing that there's hope.
And as the choir graces small and big stages across the city and hopefully South Africa and abroad. They hope they can be a part of transforming audiences with the values of respect and tolerance wherever they go.
They wanted people to unite. That is basically what they want. Even now, we want to use the art, the music, and whatever we can use in the organization to unite people.
This podcast was produced by me, Farah Abdurrahman, for News 24.